With the award season firmly underway, one movie getting a lot of buzz is Fences, which stars Denzel Washington and Viola Davis as Troy and Rose Maxson, a working-class couple in 1950s-era Pittsburgh. Fences is nominated for 4 Academy Awards. The ceremony takes place in just 2 weeks. One of Fences' Oscar nominations is a little unusual because it would go to the playwright August Wilson, who died in 2005. August Wilson adapted his own Pulitzer Prize-winning play into the screenplay that's now up for an Academy Award. And if it gets the Oscar, his wife of nearly 30 years, Constanza Romero Wilson, would accept the award on his behalf. Fences is the first of August Wilson's award-winning plays to be turned into a major film, in large part due to Mrs. Romero Wilson. And she joins us now from member station KUOW in Seattle. Constanza, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think about all of these awards? Already we know of 2 SAG Awards, a Golden Globe, a Critic Choice. How are you absorbing all this recognition?
I am just having the time of my life right now. I'm overjoyed, overwhelmed, just over the moon as well. I think that August gave us such a wealth of humanity. In every single one of his plays is a whole cosmology of human emotions and people relating to themselves and to the gods. So to have so many people come and see the movie Fences is extraordinary, because now, as Denzel Washington said, the party and his words belong to everyone. There have been more people coming to see the movie than there ever were to go see his Broadway plays. So I am just so proud of him.
One of the things that I've heard frequently is that August Wilson's respect for the word is a great part of the reason why his work has resonated, has been so powerful with audiences.
That's correct. Some people may say that this movie is word heavy, but I think that the power of words is something that we sometimes forget. When people come in to see Fences, they think of Viola Davis and Denzel Washington. They want to see those stars. But I think that when they come out, they say, oh my God, that writing was exceptional. And I think it's because of the poetry and the musicality, and because August's voice is unique.
And Constanza, I wanted to give our audience an opportunity to really feel what we're talking about, the depth and the importance of the word.
When I first met this woman, I got out that place there, hitch up my pony, saddle up my mare. There's a woman out there for me somewhere. I looked at here, looked at there, saw Rose, and I latched on to her. Rose told me, tell him what you told me, Rose.
I told him if he wasn't a mankind, then move out the way so the mankind could find me.
That's what she told me. You're in my way, you're blocking the view, move out the way so I can find me a husband. I thought it over 2-3 days.
Well, no, 2-3 days, nothing. You was back the same night.
Come back, told her, okay, baby, but I'm gonna buy me a banty rooster and put him out there in the backyard, and when he see a stranger come, he gonna flap his wings and crow. Look here, Bono.
Can you share with us, what was it about August Wilson that you think most people don't really know, don't really get, and yet they probably see it in his work over and over and over again?
He really saw so many things that were to come, so many things that were before. That's why his work continues to be so important and so alive, even right now in 2017, as he's been gone now 11 years. In one of his plays, just before Obama was to sort of come into the foreground of the news, he had an African-American running for mayor in his last play, which sort of mirrors the trajectory of President Obama.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking, you know, given the political environment, I'd wondered if you felt that Fences had special relevance today than ever before.
Oh, I completely and 100% agree with you. I think that it is so timely right now on so many levels. First and foremost, Troy's story is a story of someone who was born with a lot of opportunities to succeed. And, you know, his ability to be a great baseball player, a very smart person, a storyteller, basically a winner. And because he was born before the time that black players were able to join the National Leagues, he was never able to reach the potential that he was born with. And I think that right now we're facing very similar circumstances where not a lot of people are able to have mobility, have the opportunities, have their talents be tapped into.
Fences is just one of several plays that August Wilson wrote about working class African-American families in Pittsburgh. And he could have written these about anywhere, you know,
yes.
But why do you think it was so important for him to focus on Pittsburgh?
It was the world he knew. The story may be focused on the Hill District of Pittsburgh in 1957, but it reaches deep down into our hearts and brings out all kinds of emotions. August had a famous story of a Polish man following him out of Fences when it was on Broadway. And the Polish man said, Mr. Wilson, how did you know my father?
Yeah.
So it reaches down to that universal place within us.
So my colleague, Michelle Martin, for whom I'm filling in, she spoke with the director and the star of Fences, Denzel Washington, in December.
Yes.
And he said he was planning on turning August Wilson's other plays into movies, and it's all because of you. So how did you decide that Denzel was the right person for this, that you could actually trust your husband's work in the hands of Denzel Washington?
Well, I think that he is one of the most intelligent actors I have ever worked with, you know, in relation to August's plays. This happened after he played Troy Maxson on Broadway for the revival in 2010. He did such a good job with that play. And I knew that he was somebody who also got things done, which is important. You know, things happen very slowly at times in Hollywood, and I just wanted to really reach the full potential of all these plays. And after seeing his work on Fences, I know that I made the right choice.
I bet you're excited to see what becomes of the Oscars. It's only a couple of weeks away. Have you thought about what you actually want to say in an acceptance speech if it goes in that direction?
Yes, I have. I couldn't do it otherwise because I am not a performer. I was never supposed to sit or stand behind a microphone, so I'm definitely going to prepare.
What are some of the things that you hope you would want to share with the audience?
The beauty and the legacy that August left us with is so rich and so remarkable. If somebody finds the movie Fences extraordinary, I would love that person to go and read the play. And, you know, if they find the play amazing, then go read all 10 of the American Century cycle.
That is Constanza Romero Wilson sharing her thoughts on her late husband's play turn Oscar nominated film Fences. She joined us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Constanza, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.